This is a very fundamental Gemara tonight. A woman cannot undergo chalitza nor yibum until she's remarried 3 months after her husband's death in order to tell if she's pregnant or not. So to all other women, they should not get married nor even engaged, even betrothed. This is not our engagement. You know, our engagement you can make. This means a kiddushin without nisuin. They should not get betrothed until after 3 months. Achas b'sulos is true whether their initial husbands died when they were still virgins. Achas b'sulos or they died after they had already had relations. Achas amonas is true about widows, achas grushos and divorcees. Achas rusas and does not matter if until now they're only betrothed, or achas nisulos they were fully married. Rabbi Omer nisulos yisar su. Women who were fully married previously may get the betrothed within 3 months of their husband's death. Varusos, women who were only betrothed previously, Ninosu, could even get married within 3 months of their husband's death. Why is that? Because it's assumed, this is the good old days, they didn't have relations when they were betrothed. They only got relations after they were fully married. Chutzei Arusos Shemitah, with the exception of the Arusos and Yehuda, because they were intimate, and therefore it was suspected that they may well have had relations. That's what it says here. Rabbi Yossi Omer.
What does it mean Yehuda, by the way, the time of the mission?
The southern part of Eretz Yisrael, south of the Galil. Anywhere south of the foothills. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Ko anoshi b'sarsu, tapu chavzayin. All women can be kept betrothed. Chutzin amon, except for a widow, mipnei ibu, because she is in mourning. So he says, anybody get betrothed? Yes, within 3 months of a divorce, but not that because of avelus, you have to wait. Here he says, for a widow, Rashi says not the Korbanator says not a full 3 months, but she has to wait 1 month before she gets any betrothed because she's in avelus for that 1 month. Akama karasubar. How long does it take to see that woman is pregnant? After 3 months, I would be shamed. Even though there's no clear-cut proof of this matter, there's evidence of commemoration of this. Shnamad says, was after about 3 months that it was noticed that Tamar was pregnant after she had had relations with Yehuda. Pregnancy is pregnancy, even if a woman is carrying a spirit, meaning something which is not a viable fetus. And the ramification of that is in Hilchos Nida. If a woman is pregnant, so she's not metame retroactively for the past 24 hours, if she sees blood. If a woman is not pregnant, when she sees blood, she's metame all things she touched within the past 24 hours. Remember that from Masechta Nida, there's nothing to do with her prohibition to her husband, but specifically vis-a-vis Tumah and Tahara. So a woman who is metame retroactively for 24 hours, unless at the time that she saw the blood, she was pregnant, or had no or some other reason why her cycle stopped, in which case we say dayo shaita. But from that time on, she becomes tamei, but not any time retroactively. So that's true even if she's pregnant with a non-viable fetus of some sort, it's still not metamei retroactively. Says Gemara, how where do we see such a concept? In a post, it says, harinu, we became pregnant, chalnu, we had labor pains, kamoya ladu ruach, as if we gave birth, but it turned out to be a spirit, meaning not a viable fetus. Or another pasuk, taru chashash, you will become pregnant with a suspicion. Tel dukashi, you'll give birth to straw. So obviously these are not viable pregnancies, but nonetheless they have the status for a tumantara of a pregnancy. Rabbi Zion, right, Bud Bar Sutra.
They're quoting
it's a zecher ladover too. It's not explicit proof, but you know, that's to remind you that there is such a concept. Okay? Rabbi Zin, Rabbi Bar Zutra, Omar, Rabbi Chayina, they said in their name, Rabbi Chayina, Mashem, Rabbi Bachia, Rabbi Chayina, the great. Afilu Rubel Shalishon, now this is, you don't have to have 3 full months. Even the majority of the first month, Rubel Shachron, majority of the last month, and Tzoy Sholim, and the middle month complete, that's about 61 days. That'll be sufficient to tell she's pregnant. Rav Asi, my teaching, Rubel Shalim, no, go until after 90 complete days. Shmuel Amar, Hem Vibraim, it's 3 months, including the leap days. I mean, 29, 30, 20, which is a little bit less than 90 days, right? It's 29, 30, 20 would be 88 days, okay? Or 30, with 30, 29, 30, which would be 89 days, but not a full 90 days. So you have to have 3 months, but even their calendar months are not necessarily 90 days perfect. Not 90 days perfect, because there's no time in Jewish calendar when you have 3 30-day months in a row. There's no such thing, okay? Says the Gemara, Asuf Dukum Rabban and Taman, a certain case came from the rabbis over there. Now the case was a case where this woman had been pregnant for 60 days, right? We don't know, however, we need to have the majority of both the end months and a full middle month. So they knew she was pregnant at the end of this time. But they didn't know whether this is a contradiction of what we said before, because you only have the majority of 1 month, not the majority of the second one. Right? If it's 30 days of the first month and 70 days of the last month, or 17 days from the last month and 13 from the first month, and... Oh, I goofed. Sorry. This is a woman who actually gave birth. She gave birth at the end of 5 months and 30 days, meaning 6 months, right? And we're trying to extrapolate from the concepts we use by seeing if a woman is pregnant or not to this case over here, okay? So the question is, how did we get to have 7 months? If we had 5 complete months and 2 partial months, so you need to have the majority of each of the partial months. How do you get that? Now, let me make this clear, which is kind of a difficult thing. We're really using calendar months here. We're not counting woman's gestation period as, you know, whatever it is, 40 weeks from whenever she conceives, or rather actually counting months. And that's what Gemara is asking. If you have 6 months and 30 days, does those 6 months and 5 months and 30 days, how do you look at that on the calendar? Was it 13 in the first month, and 17 in the last month, and 70 in the last month, 13 in the first month? Because otherwise, no question makes no sense. If it's not calendar dates, but rather just, you know, extension of time. So what difference it makes? As long as you have enough days, it doesn't matter what days from what month. So it's only if you look at pregnancy in terms of the calendar dates and that affecting it that you can actually have such a question. Okay?
Why would they want to look at the pregnancy in the calendar?
Because it seems they held that you do. It seems that they had such a concept that it is linked to the calendar dates. I don't know exactly how they linked it. I don't know what happened. I guess people would get pregnant in the middle of a month, so they'd still count to the end of that month if you had the majority of the month, and then, you know, start from there. So you actually would accrue to you majority of a month, even though you didn't give birth at the beginning of the month. You understand what I'm saying?
It sounds like when they count the years according to the king.
Right. So we put everybody into the same type of counting. So that's what it says here. I mean, so they didn't know if it was how it worked. You know, how to put the days in. So it says the Gemara, Bikshu Liga Bevlad Mishum Savei Gam Zeres. They want to say that it's questionable, maybe this woman actually, her child is a mamzer, because maybe she had relations with somebody else prior to the relations with her husband, and that's how she managed to carry this baby to term, because the term she had was much too short. So Rav Nachman and Yaakov said to them, Kahain uvda asa kume, it should be Abba Barba. A similar case came from the Arba Barba with Shmuel's father and Rebbe, but actually when they said the kid is kosher. Arba bar bo poligal shmul bray. However, this is back arba bo argus and shmul's son. Because shmul's son said that that's not that you have to have complete months. Right? He was talking about in terms of recognizing when the kid is born. So he said you have to have complete months, 29 or 30 day months. And here Abba Barboa is saying that you don't have to have complete months. All you have to have is partial months at the beginning and the end. Says Gumar, no, he doesn't argue. Amar Rava Shah. Hehe. Says Rava here, but can't be Rava. Says Rava. Can't be Rava. Rava doesn't go. Rava's not in the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Another Rava. All right. So pseudo Rava. So Rava said, "Shani he akoras ubar." It's different. There's a difference between recognizing when there's a kid and shani ledoso and the birth. And that's why Shmuel and his father are not arguing. Akoras ubar l'chadashim shleimim. You go, you recognize the fetus after 3 complete months. However, Leidosel Chodosh Megudoyim, his birth occurs according even to non-complete months. So, Lamaisa, so far it still sounds like we're going with calendar months, just they don't have to be complete. Tamati learned over there, but Kami Kishuya, how long before one's good birth, if she starts flowing blood, can she be considered to be in the process of giving birth? And of course, the ramification is, if she's not in the process of giving birth, then the blood she sees will be called blood of Zava. If she's in the process of giving birth, then the blood she sees will be blood of labor. So I don't know, what?
Yeah. We're talking about this is a full-term delivery, or this is a...
Full-term. No, full-term. So the question is, how long do we give her the benefit of the doubt and assume that the blood is Nida blood, to have the Ziva blood, and not Ziva blood, rather, but labor blood. So it says, even if 40, 50 days straight she bled and then gave birth, it's all considered to be labor blood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's enough to give her her month. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omerim, Enki Shiyasi Mishnesha Bosses, not more than 2 weeks. Rabbi Yossi Mishem, Rabbi Yvah said, Zosomeris, from the fact that we said Chodesha, right? Her month. The teacher said Isha Yoledes Chodesh Mekutoy. That a woman doesn't necessarily give birth by the calendar months, but rather she goes by partial months or it's not her own cycle, but it's partial months. In other words, like we said before, that she doesn't have to necessarily complete the month. Even a partial month is sufficient. How do we see that here? Because it says we give her chodesha. It doesn't say 30 days. We give her 30 days prior to the birth. We give her month. What does her month mean? So it means from Rosh Chodesh to whatever time, whenever day the kid is born, depending on the length of the month. Not a full 30 days. Because they give birth based on the calendar month. And based on calendar month, it's Chodashim Mekutayim. There can be partial months, but again, we only go back within that month, not beyond and prior to that month, to give her the status of having had labor pains and labor bleeding. Okay? Again, the Sina Da'al Chodashokot says her month is sufficient. Rabbi Namboy Sof Tavar Chetelet. Is this only true when she gives birth to a viable pregnancy? Oh, Lua Filu Lipila, is it not also when she miscarries? And miscarriage can happen any time in the middle of the pregnancy. So why say her Chodesh? You know, her Chodesh implies that she reached the last month of term. Maybe she didn't, maybe there's a miscarriage. So why doesn't answer how we know it's not to have a miscarriage? That's going to the last month. I skipped Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon because it looks similar. Sorry, I'm going back 2 lines. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon Mishem Rabbi Vos says Zosemeres Sheisha Lez Chodashim Shleimim. He says a woman gives birth based on complete months, the thing of Dayan Chodsha, because it also, he's Medayik the word Chodsha, but not the way we were Dayik before. The way we were Dayik before, he learned Chodsha means even part of the month, as long as it's within the last Kodesh. Now we're learning Chodsha means the whole month, right? The entire month, whichever the last month is. So that doesn't necessarily mean, even though it probably means that she gives birth on the last day of the month, right? And we give her the 30 days prior to the last day of the month. That's very unlikely. It really can't mean that. Because obviously they knew not every woman gives birth on the 30th day of her month, of the month. Some you could say that the Violetis Mukutoi means she gives birth on any of the days of the month, and that's the date of her birth, even though it's a little bit early, because they come a little bit early. But you can't say that there's an opinion that holds, no, she has to be on the 30th day of the month every month. It can't be. So I think what it means is when it says Nosim Lo Chodesho, according to this perspective, it means we give her month prior to having given birth, and that is all considered to be the final month of labor pains. And that's considered to be her month, as opposed to 30 days, which would be something else other than that, which would mean that it would always be, why wouldn't we say 30 days?
Why can't you say her month means that her cycle starts with her pregnancy? The month belongs to her. Her clock starts and she becomes pregnant around one day of the news. And the month is just...
Well, that will work out according to this opinion. That we give her 30 days at the end, which is her month. But according to the first moon, it says that we give her any part of 30 days from the beginning of the month to when she gives birth. That simply cannot be. Because it obviously means that it goes by calendar months. It's just that the last month it can happen any time.
It's a month of Kayim, right?
But that's the second opinion. The first opinion, however, stresses the word Chodesh as opposed to 30 days. So the first opinion stretches Chodesh. Right. Second opinion stretches Chodesha. Right, the hay at the end, right? So one is the Chodesh, now which you look at the monthly calendar. The other is that if we look at her last 30 days. That's the difference of opinion. Okay, so, and again, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yudan Boy, Softa March, and Tehillim, this whole liberation makes sense for waiting to give birth. But lo, if you appeal us, it's not true, even she miscarries, which might be any time during pregnancy, the Gemara does not address that. Mora goes on. All right, what I'm going to say, Charmi's B'Shem Shmuel, I heard in the name of Shmuel, yeah, of course, everybody will do so. The same parameters of the month, whether they're whole or partial, apply both to recognizing that the mother is pregnant and to the term of the baby's gestation period. I'm right, Baba Akkoi, Kub Rabbi Yossi, right, Baba Akkoi, said, from Rabbi Yossi. Oh, I'm skipping again. Leisa nasiot has been my shamas. I don't know from whom I heard this. Oh, Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Baba Koi, Kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Baba Koi, instead of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmi Armara. Rabbi Yirmi said it. Armale, Rabbi Chizkiya, Lom Rabbi Yirmi. So Rabbi Chizkiya said, hey, you're wrong, Rabbi. Rabbi Yirmi didn't say it. Says, well, he didn't say you're wrong. It doesn't say that there, right? But that's the inference here. The Ikbar Rabbi Yoskele, Rabbi Yoskele's upset at him. Now there's upset at him. There are two versions given for that. According to Carmen, he was upset at him because he was chutzpahdik. He said, you're wrong, Rabbi. Or as they say in Skoki Yeshiva, you're wrong, Rebs. So that was Rabbi Yoskele, that was according to Carmen Ada the complaint. Koran Bnei Moshe, and tells that they call the Rabbeim Rebs.
They never addressed him in second person.
Yeah.
The rabbi is wrong.
Yeah.
Is gone.
So, according to Bnei Moshe, he was upset at the fact, though. He was upset not at the way Rabbi Chizkiya addressed him, rather upset that Rabbi Chizkiya was simply wrong. That Rabbi Yirmi, in fact, had said this, right? So he retorted to him sharply. He said, you should know that even Yoshua, Shayav Koshal Moshe, Yoshua was the hand which tied Moshe, I guess, put the tefillin on Moshe's hand. So it's a metaphor, right? Yoshua was very tight with Moshe. Lo Amar Kein. He didn't say you're wrong, Rebs. V'ata Marta Kei, you said this, you are a despicable, vile student. Chazer Amar, Amar, he said, he then, Rabbi Chizkio came along and explained, I didn't mean that you, that Rabbi Yirmi didn't say Chas V'Shalom, of course you were right, Rabbi. Rather, in the Amara, he said it, El Kinesh Deshama Milam Akshele, but he didn't say it, he meant it as a Psak Aloch, he brought it down in order to ask questions and discuss it, not because he actually meant to accept the statement of Aloch, that which he quoted, that which Rabbi Yirmi quoted, that Akorasa Uber and Leidosa are both 30-day months, 90 days or 270 days respectively. Says where Arba Baba Poligal Shmuel. Now, this is the question here that Rabbi Yirmi asked when he heard that both are 30 days. That both are complete months. Because in that case, Arba Baba is arguing Shmuel's son. Because Arba Baba said it's partial days, right? And Shmuel said it's full days, so then you would have a contradiction between the two of them. So instead of having the father and son contradict each other, it's much better to say that there's a difference between giving birth, in which it's full 30-day months, or Koras Ubar recognize the feast, which is not full 30-day months, but rather partial months work as well. Okay, it says in Rabbi Brachia B'Shem Shmuel said, Loi lo amish yo ledeth, the woman never gives birth, Olu Masayim B'Shem Echot, unless 271 days, Olu Masayim B'Shem Shlaim, or 272 days, Olu Masayim B'Shem Shlosha, or 273 days, Olu Masayim Shlosha, or 274 days have passed. Okay? It's very, very precise. 270, 274. What is the machlokas, says Rashi? The machlokas is, do we count the days in which it takes for the sperm to fertilize the egg, which I guess are 3 days. So if you count them, so it comes out to close to 274. If they're beside the gestation, if they're considered to be the catalyst, but not the actual gestation period, then it's only 270. Sign to that effect. That's how they explain it. Okay, I would explain it simply. I would just said that they could be off by a little bit. Not as anything to do with fertilization, but you know, it's not always exact. But Mars seems the corner of eight at least doesn't seem to like that shot. Only Ramana said, "Minan shama Rebbe Oda Milso." From where did you? So where did you hear this? I'm like, so you say Rebbe here for Rebbe. The Chava Shitos Rebbe is a contradiction. Rebbe seems to exchange his views. Tam Ramar Shani Akrasuber Shani Leido. So there he said, there's a difference between Akrasuber, which is 3 months complete, and his birth, which is partial months. Yet here he says precisely 270, 271, 272, 273, 274, which means there's no... possibility for partial months, right? So only one of those figures. So says the Gemara. That's the Stav Mill question. Right. And here he says that it's precisely 270, 271, 272, 273, 274 days. So Rabbi Abba Tzuchim Hashem Shmuel said, no. He said, Kol Shehu. Now here the Girsa is changed by the Pnei Moshe. It should be, Kol Shehu Beharbei, Hareyu Beharbei. In other words, not Behei Rabbah and Elif Rabbah, but Beharbei, and Arbe. Now, what does that mean? So he explains. I forgot to explain to him. 1 second. Oh, yeah.
Anything which is a longer gestation period has increased demands on time. What I mean to say is he's going back to Pittsburgh that we have 7-month pregnancies and 9-month pregnancies. And that which the months could be shorter months is only by 7-month pregnancies. By the time it's a 9-month pregnancy, they have to be complete term months. So Koshu Bar Bay, the more you add gestation period, Hareu Bar Bay, you add to that gestation period not just months, but actually time in the month. And it's not just enough to have Rov of a Chodesh, you have to have the entire Chodesh. So therefore the bottom line is that a 9-month baby has got to have a more complete term than the preemie who's born after 6 months and one day or, you know, whatever the Shrita was. Okay, there you can have Kutoy, cut off months. Here you can't have cut off months. So I'm making myself clear? Say Chil Shabbos. You have premature child, which when do you expect them to survive so you can be Mechal Shabbos on him? Okay, nowadays they can save anybody, you know, with a reasonable chance, but back then, so they have to know how viable the fetus was. It's one possibility. Similar possibilities. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Rav Chibrash, Yavi Yassin, come with the Rav. Rav Chibrash was sitting in front of Rav. Chamisi Mavis, Rav saw Rav Chibrash, he was afraid. Amrali, so he said, okay, what's going on? Amrali, so he said, Rav Chibrash, he said, Chamati Ma'abra, my donkey's pregnant, be boy male, and she's time for to give birth. But a boy might be east, and I want to go heat her up. I looked inside so she shouldn't get too cold in the process of giving birth. So Rav said, Amalei Emosai Allah Alea Zachar. When did she have relations with the male that she's now, with which she conceived the current fetus? So says Gemara, Amalei Biyom Pulon. So he said, no, so she said on a certain day. B'choshef, he's so Rav considered, Amalei, he said to her, Bayehi Ad Kedon. She needs until this period of time. Meaning she's not going to give birth today. You might think she's in labor, but it's false labor. Because his gestation period, her gestation period, is not over yet. Do you know what the gestation period of a chamor is? A year. So he reckoned a year. Wasn't he had time for the year? Right. No, he didn't want his Talmud to leave the shear. So he's telling him, don't have to worry, your donkey's not going to give it's not going to give birth today. And obviously it didn't. Okay? Says the Gemara, of the Tanik, he also is in the Brisa. Chamarta pochesis ain't a pochesis. Chamarta, a donkey was giving birth. Pocheses, and minimally, Anabrez Milosilavana, its gestation period is the same time as the amount of days in a lunar year, which is 354, right? And there are other days which has the same expand as a solar year, right? Vamosefes, Anamosefes, Aymosachama. If they add, the maximum minimum gestation period is 354 days. The maximum is 365 days. And Rav knew then that they reckon it was still before the 354 days. Okay? Says more further. Milsa Rabbi Shimon Levi, does that what I'm up to? Are you all with me? Milsa Rabbi Shimon Levi. The words of Rishon Levi argue, and he says that. But the strange spirit is not fixed by animals. Dhamma Rishon Levi said, "Bikoris." Interesting. Word "mani" means critique. Here means a herd of cattle. Michel Malchus belonged to the king. Avra passed through the city, whatever city it was, Tveri, I assume, or Shvet Charim, somewhere in the Galil. Reabil Shabbes Rebbe Menu Shvorim. And as this cattle was going through, the Asa Rebbe took from their good stock to use a stud in order to make their own oxes pregnant. And there we know that they were not all born at the same time. They were staggered. Some are born shortly thereafter, some are just born afterwards. So how do you reconcile? Says more kami beim Torah, kami beim Tmeor. By beim Torah, it has a set gestation period. By beim Tmeor, it doesn't have a set gestation period. It can always be any time. Okay. What's the logic? I don't know. It's an observed phenomenon. You want to say something?
They obviously weren't zookeepers or something.
Yeah. You barely know what a donkey is.
I never referred to it as a donkey.
What did he say? He said, I think the proper term, though, is not, I think the proper term is a jackass.
Yeah.
Not the three-letter word. I read a joke recently of some sort about that, but I can't remember what it was. So I'll just skip it. Says more for new sugya. Rabbi Meir choshesh l'gita. Rabbi Meir. Now this gave back to our Mishnah. There's a three machlokas as to when you have to have the woman wait 3 months. Rabbi Meir says anytime there's a divorce, she has to wait 3 months. Any divorce. Rabbi Meir choshesh l'gita said no, it's not every divorce. It's only if there's a potential there was a kid, right? Suppose she's 75, doesn't have to wait 3 months. Right. I suppose. Yeah, based on actuarial tables, you diminish the amount of time she has to wait. Suppose she was only in Arusa, so you don't have to wait because she was only in Arusa, right? Right, Stephanie, you would have right. So it all goes by divorce. Rabbi Yochoshua's Levlad, he goes by suspicion of child. Now, it could, but not by divorce, right? In other words, Ramirez says a divorcee, even though there's no suspicion of child. Ramirez says somebody who's a suspicion of child, even though there's no divorce. For example, a woman who's raped has to wait 3 months before her next set of relations. Okay? Says the Gemara,
she's married?
No, she's not married. She's not married. A girl's not married is raped. When can she next get married?
What about unfortunately for a married woman?
Well, same idea. Sure.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, same idea. Even though it's no get. Rabbi Yossi Choshesh Gittin of Vlad, he says that you need both cases. In other words, it has to be both the case where there's a get and where there's a potential yichus problem. But one problem without the other, you don't have to wait 3 months. If it's only a get problem, only yichus problem, you don't have to wait 3 months. It's a big cooler, okay? Says Mar Ayin Tamar, how are you going to know delay? Where are you going to bring a proof? Delays Rabbi Yossi Choshesh Gittin, Rabbi Yossi couldn't care less if it's a get situation or not, as long as it's not a yichus situation. It's not because he said in our Mishnah, Arusos Yinosu Miyat. It said, women are only betrothed previously and get married immediately. So he sees not Choshesh for getting. He doesn't say you have to take a get. No. Well, yes. He's not Choshesh for getting. Well, he's only Choshesh for Vlad. So even though there's a get after Averson, he still doesn't make it wait 3 months. Because it only makes it 3 months, so the potential problem is with the kid. Now where there's a potential problem, because not to where there was a divorce. Okay? What? It needs both. It's not a choshesh for either or. It's only a choshesh case where you have both conditions. That there was a divorce and there's a potential for... pregnancy. Rabbi Zier B'Shem, Rabbi, it should be Giddel, said, a woman who pre-dated marriage contracted by her mother or brother doesn't have to wait 3 months. However, if she repudiated, gets out of marriage with divorce, then she's a minor, she has to wait 3 months. That's a very mayor. Rabbi Meir says he always go after the get issue.
Rabbi Babish, Rabbi Abba Yirmiyah said, if she was raped, she doesn't gotta wait 3 times. Messiah, Rabbi Yosi's wife, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Choshash, Lekitulvat. Rabbi Yosi says that it's only if there's a get plus vlad problem. Because here there's certainly a vlad problem if the woman is raped, right? We don't know whose kid it is. But nevertheless, since it's not a get problem as well, since it's a rape issue, not a divorce issue, so there we don't have to wait 3 months. What's the problem? Why? That's the reason, but it's very often with Takoras Rabbana, it takes on a life of its own.
But it's not the reason of Rabbi Yosi, because otherwise he wouldn't say Choshish.
The question is, how does Al set up the Takon? The reason for all three might be the same.
No. If you throw in another element, that means your focus is not the plot. Focus seems to be on the get.
Yeah, but they would just say it's lo shchiach. Really, we really want to have it in all cases where there's a yichus problem. But a case of yichus problem without a divorce is not shchiach, so therefore they wouldn't choshish. They'd say something like that.
She might actually be pregnant from the rapist.
Yeah. So if that happens, we'll deal with it. I guess. I have no other way of understanding it. Okay? Says the Gemara. I didn't look it up. I don't know. I don't remember. Messiah Rabbi Yosi. We just read that. Tani, three lines above. Hagioris, a woman who is a convert. Hashir, a woman who is taken to captivity. Hashir, a woman who is a maidservant. Shaniftu and Ishtachru, who were redeemed and became Jewish. Or were given their freedom. Maybe they have to wait three months to see if they have a child from their previous state affairs. You don't have to wait, because they're not cases where there was a get, right? He's consistent, right? Well, but Dami, what about a woman who just been converted and put, of all the misfortunes, she starts seeing blood of Nido immediately? So here the question is, the same question of Tuma we had. So she is mitami retroactively made slaves, or not immediately? Oh, so the Amud Yerushalayim says the question is not for the time she was Jewish, that's obvious. But let's say within 24 hours she saw blood, after she went to the mikvah. So is it from the time she sees the blood, or because 24 hours ago she wasn't Jewish, or is it from whatever point she converted within the past 24 hours, they say she's totally retroactive. See, immediately somebody becomes Jewish, Tuma, tough luck! That's right, that's Judaism. Welcome to the club. Says Gemara further, the Dom is same as Rabbi Yudah, Mer, Matame, it's late, Matame retroactively, Rabbi Yosi, Mer, Doya Shaita, only from here on in. I'm a Rabbi, Nirin, Divarbi, Yudah, but by the way, Pnei Moshe changes the gear so. So who says what in this machlokas? I'm a Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi my life, Rabbi Yehudi, my blood, that it's retroactive to Rabbi Yosi Bevlad, that it's only a case where there's Vlad plus get, but not where there's one if not the other. I'm Rabbi Chayna, Bred Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Chayna, son of Rabbi Yehudi, said, Abba, Avli, Uvda. My father had a case of a woman who Gioris, thank you. Okay. My father had a case of the Gioris, right? Vishach Shah Rabbi Chia. He went to ask Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Ami, brother Rabbi Yosi, Vlad, and they told him Rabbi Yosi in the child that you don't have to wait unless there's a get. And in this case, Gioris is not a get, so therefore she doesn't have to wait 3 months. But it's pretty nice, cool, I was thinking about that. You know, like there's this couple from Kalispell who wants to have an Orthodox conversion. So what happens when a couple converts?
So that fortunately we don't pass in that way. That's what it says here. Because we only pass in the Rabbi Yossi that it's a case of get, not a case of lot. I mean, at least according to the way the Gemara comes out here. So there's no get involved because just the conversion, so they can live together immediately. Converted. That's correct. Right, Nishkafil. So yeah, it says Gemara further. The loke mana nomin says Gemara. Why do they have to go question? Why do we have said otherwise? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and look, Rabbi Yossi. Don't we say, wouldn't we pass Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda anyway? Begin to have Rabbi Nirin. No, I'll tell you why. Because Rabbi said Nirin to Rabbi Yossi. Nirin means, it seems like Rabbi Yossi, but it's not necessarily 100% accurate like Rabbi Yossi. Loke, now, I'm a Rabbi, Baba, Bishem, Rabbi Zira. The Rabbi said, Nir, Rabbi Zira. Come on, come Shishana, Rabbi Nirin. Any place Rabbi used the language of Nirin. I die in Koimo. It's still Machlokes. And it's not a determination of Psalm. Chutz me, except for a certain case, the eagle showed Vela, the praise of the eagle showed Vela, which is not important for us to know exactly what to say about that. What to say about pressed dates, and you pressed a suffix on one of them. You don't know which mountain, which place you pressed it, so as to the bit of a row. In that case, the day, since each antagonist of Machlokas agreed with the other, it's important to Rebbe, there where Rebbe said Nirin, he probably meant to pass in that way, because it's not getting involved in Machlokas, but rather in determining, resolving practical affairs. I'm Rabbi Yossi, who said, Kashisi kum Rabbi China Bray, the Rabbi Avo. This is a Gemara she brings several times in Yerushalmi, well, at least twice so far. I had a Kashi for Rabbi China Bray Avo. I feel though. Oh no, not yet. Sorry, it's later on the page. I take that back. This is not a famous Gemara. This is a very obscure Gemara. Scratch that. We'll come back. I'm Rabbi Yossi, kum Rabbi China Bray, Rabbi Avo. I had a question. I feel double borish and evil law. We're guilty. So we knew that they were making whoopee the night before. So says the Gemara, I feel double borish and evil law. I'm going to say, well, of course, the stop goes, local people say, what do you assume most goes do all the time? So therefore, since that's the case, yes, the Kiddush is that even though you know that the night before they had relations, nevertheless, you don't have to make them wait 3 months. Okay? Okay, because ramifications are not so bad. So what? Shema Bomar Asuv the Kumabi Yochanan. The case came from Yochanan. Where Rabbi Yossi Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't have to wait 3 months. Father Rabbi Lezer, was the time Rabbi Yochanan was mitzdar. He was upset. Omer said, Shavkin Stoma. They're leaving a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's like, and says, any time when there's a chashash of a flood, a potential Yichas Ram, you gotta wait 3 months. How can they, Rabbi Yochanan, forsake a Sam Mishnah, though Avdik Yechidah and follow the opinion of an individual of Rabbi Yossi? Ashkach Tani Lossi found a Brisa that Rabbi Chia said, B'shem Rabbi Meir, that our Mishnah, which says they have to wait even after Yichus Pram, that's going to look Rabbi Meir. No, Amish says you have to wait after a get prom. And not, which also would not affect the Gioris. Right? A get prom also would not affect the Gioris. And that's going to look Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one who says Cheshish Legit. Right? So our Mishnah is going to get prom, that's going to look Rabbi Meir. So it's not a Stam Mishnah, a true Stam Mishnah, because we found there was only a single Tana who held that way, not all the Tanoim. And the Stam Mishnah we pass like, we generally pass that way because we assume the Roiv, the majority of Tanoim followed the opinion expressed by the Stam Mishnah. But yeah, it's not the case. Because here we found the Stam Mishnah represents, in fact, a minority opinion. So it says, it says here, Rabbi Shimon, that's a big typo. It should be in Sekh Rabbi Shimon Kat. When? Shama Lord, the Tanya, Rabbi Chiyah, Shem Rabbi Meir. When he heard that the Rabbi Chiyah learned only Rabbi Meir who said this, Omar so sorry, but sorry, let us say, Yo Sabo Yoda Pirkei Tribi Garmei. Rabbi Yochanan knows how to answer himself well, because he has a pasuk which supports his point, not a pasuk.
where Ali has a price which supports his contention that we don't pass like this time because this time is the opinion of an individual. Rabbi Mana Balkum Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Mana asked for Rabbi Yudan. Now here, this is the famous part. Rabbi Mana asked for Rabbi Yudan. Tamar Amar Rabbi Chizkia. Then over there, Rabbi Chizkia saying, "Rabbi Rabbi Avo say B'shem Lezer Nemba Rabbi Lezer." Kol Makom Shishana Rabbi Machlokas because of Shana Stam. Any place Rabbi learned the Machlokas, and then afterwards he mentioned one of the opinions as a Mishnah without attribution. So then, if that's the case, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Halacha is like the Mishnah without attribution. So here, I can see otherwise. What's our mission is a Stam Mishnah. We had a Tiyachid, a Rabbi, and my sister's Stam Mishnah. So we have to pass them like our Mishnah. Right? Now, that, says the Gemara, is where Rabbi said a Machlokas is then a Stam. But here, that's not true. There was no Machlokas before this Mishnah. We added this Mishnah out of the blue. It said about when you have to. When you have to do separate for 3 months. But it doesn't say anything in our Mishnah about there being a machlokas prior to the Stam Mishnah, right? So you can't, that's not the same principle, right? So it says more, Rav said, Dilma Chayonamar, maybe somebody else said the machlokas here, but not Rabbi. Where Rabbi juxtaposed the machlokas and then the Stam Mishnah, they about like the Stam Mishnah, but Rabbi didn't do it here, right? Says the Gemara. Min ma hein the shana Rebbe Masnisen in a case. Oh no, I saw a middle sentence. Wait. That says Marnona. Let's make a kavachomer. This is a retort. Rav said maybe this is somebody else in the machlokas. Rebbe said to stop. So no prince of machlokas and stop. And everyone says no. Mean mine, if in the case the Shana Rebbe Masnisen Machlokas, that Rebbe learned in his Mishnah, a Machlokas because of Shana Stam, first Machlokas, and then he said without attribution, if you say in that case, a Lokas Stam was like the Stam Mishnah, Asoi, the low Mashkech Rebbe Masnisen Machlokas, the place Rebbe did not bring, or did not cite, or not find, a Machlokas of the Machlokas. El Acherim Shon Machlokas. The others, Rabbi Chaya, the Bryce is beyond the Mishnah Yitzel of the Machlokas. The Rabbi Shon Estam and the Rabbi, it is Mishnah, were without a Machlokas. Lo Koshke Teel of the Stam is not Kavachom, which be a long Stam Mishnah. So it's even a place where Rabbi brought the Machlokas. And then there was a Stam Mishnah, we passed like the Stam Mishnah, where Rabbi didn't bring the Machlokas. The Machlokas just appears in the Bryce law. And Rabbi learned the Stam Mishnah. We certainly should pass like the Stam Mishnah. That should be superior. We're not trying to climb out of Machlokas. We have the Stam Mishnah of itself. That should suffice. So says the Gemara. Ra'aser Chizkia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shim Bar Abba, Shem Rabbi Lezer, they in fact made the statement. Still part of the question. Rabbi Shona Chayim Machlokas, Rabbi Shona Stam, Halachas Stam. He were others with Machlokas that Rabbi said a Stam Mishnah, it was like a Stam Mishnah. V'lomru Marilei Chidoya. So therefore, we come back to the original question, how can Rabbi Yochanan pass like an individual, only like Rabbi Yossi? So Shmuel Bar Unia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't understand your whole question. Part of the Shem Rabbi Machlokas said it's a Stam. You know where we pass like Machlokas Chayim Stam? We have a machlokas for hakach stam, but here there's a whole machlokas in this mishnah itself, right? In this mishnah, you had Tanakama, who's the stam, and then you had Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, right? So you can't call this the stam mishnah. The stam mishnah is where no other opinion appears in the attribution, but here there are two other opinions which appear in our mishnah. So your whole premise is incorrect. We pass like a stam mishnah after a machlokas. Maybe in a Stam Mishnah after Machlokas, which is outside of Shas. But here, it's not a Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah means only the Stam opinion appears, not any other opinions. Here we have a Machlokas in the same Mishnah, okay?
Doesn't the Stam Mishnah, can it have a minority opinion?
No, that's what he's saying, can't. Says consistently, it tries once in Tanis, once in Megillah, the Yerushalmi. No, it has to be without any other opinion divergent. Otherwise, it's not a Stam Mishnah. Okay? That's it, says here. Hotter Shem Machlokas, it's a Stam Mishnah. Machlokas, it's a Stam. Lo, Stam, Nagazon, say, Lo, it's a Stam Mishnah.
Rabbi Yossi bar Abuna, Mishem Rabbi Yochanan said, Hodatei Rabbi Yochid, Etzel Yochid. Also, you should know, when do I pass like a Stam Mishnah, where I know it's one individual against another individual? Where it's the Stam Mishnah was one individual, and it was another individual argued, so the Stam Mishnah is like a weight on the side of the person who's they are disputed, who's now cited as the Stam. However, Rabbi Yochanan is Chachamim, but if Rabbi happened to make a Stam Mishnah, we know that that Stam Mishnah is like an individual, and that the bulk of the Chachamim argue, Lo Bada, Lo Chastam, and that kid stone said it looks like Stam. And here Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both argue right there, right? Says the Gemara, on Rabbi Yochanan, said, Kol Makom Shoshana, Stam Mishnah is the Rabbona. Any places where you have a Stam Mishnah, it's the rabbis. It is the majority of rabbis. Our chief of Shlod should be rabbi. So it says a specific rabbi made the statement. Of Shimon Lok, Shemar Kol Stam Mishnah, it's Rav Meir. Any Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah, Rav Meir, one of our famous principles, right? Our chief of Shlod, rabbi, until they tell you some other author was the rabbi of the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Zucker, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Sir Rabbi Yosef. Look, Shimon Lok, it's Poli. It's not arguing. Right, he also holds that Stam Mishnah is like Rabbana. Rather, Ela Duchami Rov Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, so that most of them are like Rabbana and like Rav Meir. So that's why one says Rov Mishnah is like Rabbana, the other says like Rav Meir, and it's not a contradiction. Right? Rabbi Zir Boy Kui Rabbana. Now nobody understands next Gemara again, but I'm going to give you my understanding. Rabbi Boy, I mean, they do understand, but very shvach, very difficult. Rabbi Zira Boy Kurai Mona, Rabbi Zira asked for a Mona. Haidanu Rabba, what's a greater proof? Rabba de Masnisa is a greater proof of Brysa, or Rabba de Uber is a greater proof of your Rebbe teaches you. Das Taylor! Which is better, right? The Brysa, the text, or the mimetic tradition, right? Is it what you get when you see a Brysa, or do you see what your Rebbe teaches you? So says Mara Lace Milsa the Rabbi Lezer, Mara Rabba the Masnisa. Rabbi Lezer, he didn't trust his Rabbi Yochanan until he found a Brysa like him. Right? He's very upset with Rabbi Yochanan until he found a Brysa which sounded like him. So you see what's better? The Brysa, Rabba the Masnisa, right? Because it says, it's, again, here it shouldn't say Rabbi Shimon, say God Shama, the title of Rabbi Chiba Shem Rai Meir. Only when he heard it was a Brysa of Chiba Shem Rai, only then Omar, Yo saw the Yoda Pirke and Shabi Garme. Only then he say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan has been vindicated. So it says, well, no, not necessarily. No more, we could say, Ufun Kiba mi Rabbi, right? It could be accepted what his Rabbi said, but he was unhappy. No, it could be taka, what you get for your Rebbe is more important. And what Rabbi Yochanan told him, he accepted. But he was still not happy about it until the Masnisa cut Shama, Tanya Rebbe Chiba Sheir Meir. And there must be a couple words missing here. It should say, when he heard the price of Rebbe Chiba Sheir Meir, so he was also happy about it. But in a Chanami, it could be taka, what you learn from your Rebbe is superior to what you learn in a price. Okay? New sugya. Acholetzis, a woman who does chalitza, mona b'shas miso. She counts to 3 months from the moment her husband died. Hayatz begat, a woman who gets to get mona b'shas nesias kita, counts the time her get was given. Hayachinaman b'shas nesias kita, he says indeed the time her get was given. Hayachinaman b'shas kisim from the time the get was written. Rav and Shmuel, Rav says krabi chanin from the time the get is given. Shmuel mar krabi yochanan, the time the get is written. Mason Shmuel the Rav or Shmuel as Rav, I'll die to go to you that time I'm a chance to see it. You say for the time it's given. Mishumar Choshish, so what are you afraid of? Why not for the time it's written? Mishum Shis Yachta bin Asayin, because maybe from the time it's written until the time it's given they had Yichud together. And maybe, you know, they had relations, right? So maybe you can't count from until that, except from that time. Peneich Shul Get Yosh, if that's the case, if you have Yichud after Get is written, then the Get is Bottom. That cancels the get. There may be no yichud between the husband and wife from the moment the get is written until the moment the get is utilized. So it should be a much worse problem if you're going to be afraid that they had yichud and there was hanky-panky going on, so then it should render the get unfit, right? Says the Gemara, Meitzar Chani, and on the other hand, Meitzar Chani Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chani as Rabbi Yochanan, Daitcho Da'atom Rishas Ksiva. According to you, Holtz, we go for a time reading, writing. How was naked if a guy had two wives on a divorce? He was on a divorce bench. He was writing two getting for two different wives. Echa nichtam achshav, one was written today. Echa nichtam lachzman was written 2 weeks later. Meaning, Shnei Biyom Echa, they both came around the same day. So you're coming with a preposterous situation. You're going to get one get married earlier based on her get having been written 2 weeks earlier. That sounds too difficult to allow. After all this discussion, by a get, you count for a time certain, if he didn't have any solitude with her. Period. Now, getting to the next word, Mishnah. Because of our Bela, she can't get married in the first month after her widowhood. That's by the women. They only have to wait 1 month. Men have to wait. If they have kids, they have to wait 3 yom tovim before they get remarried. But if he doesn't have kids, he has to get married immediately because of Peruvu. And also, when does he have to wait 3 yom tovim? When he's got somebody to serve him other than his wife, deceased wife, like an older daughter. He doesn't have anybody to serve him. He can get married immediately. And when does he have to wait 3 yom tovim when he doesn't have young children? Then he needs someone to take care of his kids. Miyadi get remarried immediately. Like this episode. Shemesa ishto Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon's wife died, right? And then Arshu Bevesa Akoros, while he was still in the cemetery, Amal Achoysa, he said to his wife's, deceased wife's sister, he can see, come into my house, the godly is Bnei Achosayich, and raise your sister's children. Ava became nevertheless Kinsa, he took her in as a wife, but Lohi Kira, they didn't have relations. So it's only in order to have that his kids should have somebody to watch them. All right, we'll stop here for tonight. So chas v'sholom, we don't run into Baruch Hu, and Marchesi Matoiva. We will learn Mir Tishem, not Monday night, but we'll learn Tuesday night, but probably not here because I think it's already made us money here. Okay, so probably we'll learn in base tefillah. We'll see.